The Dáil returned today, 34 days after rising for the Christmas holidays. TDs and senators will gather at Leinster House in very different circumstances to this time last year, with hope now rising that restrictions imposed due to COVID-19 can be lifted and society can begin to reopen. Those decisions will be taken by the Cabinet, which meets today, and our political correspondent Paul Cunningham will be watching developments closely. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Are politicians going to wait until the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, issues its advice before lifting restrictions, or could they move ahead of NPHET and ahead of that advice today?
I think they're going to wait. NPHET meets tomorrow, as you say. Their letter containing guidelines and advice will be sent to government on Thursday night. So I think the earliest that a cabinet subcommittee or the leaders would consider it would be on Thursday night, and a possible cabinet meeting on Friday. A government spokesperson was saying to me last night that there's a welter of speculation that these restrictions could be lifted very quickly, but ministers really have to see the NPHET advice before they decide on what they're going to do. That said, the Taoiseach Steve Radcliffe was saying last night that he was confident that restrictions would move very quickly, that they would be lifted. So first in line would probably be hospitality and the moving of closing time from 8 p.m. to something like midnight. So that would be the hotels, the bars and restaurants. But there is a bit of a political rub there. The speculation in Leinster House, and that's all it is, but the speculation is that the government would probably lift those restrictions early next week. The Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly, he said he couldn't see any reason why restrictions on hospitality couldn't be lifted on Friday if the NPHET letter gives the green light on Thursday. So there is going to be political discussion, and it's going to be acute.
Away from COVID then, Paul, the political attention this week also focusing on that June 2020 champagne celebration in the Department of Foreign Affairs. How much are we going to hear about that when the Dáil resumes later on today?
I think there's going to be an awful lot of talk about it. To a certain extent, it's a surprise that 18 months on that this issue is still being talked about, and therefore there's a focus really being on how the government has handled it and on how Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney has handled it. As we know, there is a Secretary General in the Department of Foreign Affairs who's undertaking a report, and that's due to be completed by the end of the month. And it's probably then that it's going to move into the political fray. Just exactly, that's going to give the detail of the facts of what of the case. And then politicians have the chance, particularly opposition politicians, to find out and ask questions about why that was the case, how it actually happened.
We also had Senator Gerard Crockwell asking the Gardaí to step in relation to this. Is that likely to happen?
But even Senator Crockwell was saying to me last night that he was unsure if the Gardaí were going to be able to examine the matter on the basis of the statute of limitations. However, what he said was that there can't be one law for the general public and another law for another group of people. So he's going to continue the political charge on it. But my sense of it, Justin, is that once the report from the Secretary General is completed, then that'll probably mean that both the Secretary General and maybe the others and Minister Coveney will end up before the Foreign Affairs Committee, and that's really where the political heat is going to be generated.
And of course there's also a question about the statute of limitations in relation to the legislation there, isn't there?
Exactly. Under the relevant law, there was 6 months statute of limitations. That seems to have passed, and that's why Senator Crockwell was unsure as to whether or not the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, was going to be able to act on his complaint.
What else then is on the Cabinet agenda today, Paul?
Really, it's going to be that spring legislative agenda where they've got more than 40 bills and they're trying to prioritise what they're going to do. Probably the big one is going to be the MICA redress scheme. It's, according to Micheál Martin, unprecedented, in which the state is going to try and provide €2.2 billion to cover properties in Donegal and other places affected by it. And that's the government hopes going to pull the poison on that one. However, there is controversy on the issue of a square footage deal and how that's going to apply. You know, you get a certain amount for the first 1,000 feet of your property, and that's going to reduce after that. That's still a real political sore point. So issues like that are going to be considered, and that's going to be their effective priorities for the next 12-week term.
There's also anti-bullying, an anti-bullying action plan being considered by the Education Minister, Norma Foley, today.
Yeah, and follows on foot of a very, very difficult programme to watch from prime time last night in relation to a Cavan case. Education Minister Norma Foley is going to effectively call for a review of the 2013 Action Plan on Bullying and Anti-Bullying Procedures for primary and post-primary schools. And there's going to be a lot of focus on this one. There's going to be effectively a review. There's going to be a special committee established to drive that through. And what they're trying to do is to ensure that effectively that it's up to date, so that things like cyberbullying and gender identity bullying are incorporated and folded into any actions that are taken.
And finally, Paul, then the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he's entering his final 11 months as Taoiseach, much of his term dominated by COVID-19. Are we going to see a change of focus from him now in the coming months and from the government as restrictions ease and they no doubt will want to get down to other work?
Yeah, he is very reluctant to talk about what might happen in December. He's saying it's very far away, and his maxim for the next 12 months is getting things done. One has to remember that he was the Taoiseach who ensured that Fianna Fáil ministers held those really tough portfolios of health and housing, and so it is up to him and his cabinet to deliver on those. I think the focus will probably shift more back onto Micheál Martin and what he's going to do, you know, from September. Is he going to stand down and hand over to someone else in Fianna Fáil? Does he choose to try and stay on? Does he choose to stand down as leader of Fianna Fáil and become but remain in cabinet? All of those questions are going to bubble away from September.
All right, Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, thank you very much indeed.